Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown grew up in New York City and admits having alternating loves of the Mets and Yankees over the years. But this year, he's on the Blue Jays bandwagon.
Buffalo is ready. Salem Field is ready. And we are looking for a championship season for the Toronto Blue Jays.
Blue Jays executives presented Mayor Brown and Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul with team jerseys and again expressed gratitude for the city's welcome. While Buffalo was not the team's first choice for an alternate city when it could no longer play in Toronto, Senior Vice President Marnie Starkman says Buffalo and the hometown Bisons have made them feel at home.
But the openness and creativity, partnership with the Bisons organization, Major League Baseball, and the government leaders brought a huge relief and excitement to our team.
Lieutenant Governor Hochul says having baseball back is good for the public's psyche. And, as she sees it, having Buffalo serving as an interim home for a big league team is a triumph for the state's COVID-related efforts in recent months.
This will be the safest place you can play ball in the country, and when teams come from elsewhere, they will see higher standards than any city that they're coming from, I guarantee it. They will be safer here than anywhere.
For many, this fulfills a longtime dream to bring big league baseball to Buffalo. Tributes were paid to Bob and Mindy Rich, who tried to secure a National League expansion franchise for Buffalo 3 decades ago. State Assembly Majority Leader Crystal People Stokes.
Now, none of us would have ever thought that we would have to go through a pandemic to get a major league team playing in Buffalo. But we have to take it like it's given. And I say thank you and welcome to Buffalo.
Even Blue Jays general manager Ross Atkins had his own Buffalo baseball dream. As a player in the Cleveland Indians minor league system in the late 1990s, he was hoping to get called up to Buffalo, then the Indians' top affiliate.
I never made it to Buffalo. And one of the funny texts that I got when we got to the point we made the decision and we got clearance that we would be able to play here was from a former minor league player, Huck Flinner, who texted me and said, "You finally made it to Buffalo."
It's not the way Buffalo baseball fans dreamed of getting into the big leagues, but finally, it's here. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.